early on, before the internet, we used to have these things called books, and I read a lot. I still do. But back in the day, I read books probably at least one a week, if not more. I would read all these books on leadership, management, business, by the professionals, by the experts. And it seemed like every expert, every professional, every highly educated, intelligent person said something different. It's like they all contradicted each other. What's one to do? Well, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. I hope you're having a great week. Hey, it's going to be Friday for many of you. Hope it's a good weekend. Coming off a long, fun-filled, great, busy, crazy week. You know what? Here's the deal. It's not Friday yet. I like to live like it's Friday, but it's coming up. I'd like to, again, point out the Tuesday night How to Be a Man series is on Facebook, on our Hillspring New Page. The one that we did yesterday on how to make your wife submit, in social media, it blew up. I mean, hate comments of people. It's just like this visceral reaction. Probably my favorite comment was by a guy who said, "Is a caveman teaching this?" Okay, I get it. Because to talk about how your wife should be submissive, if that's all you hear, and the way it's been treated by many people, many pastors, many Christians, to berate or beat your wife over the head with it, I get it. However, I rarely do this, but I would suggest you go to the Hillspring New Prague Facebook page and look for the Tuesday night broadcast of, you know, submission, and listen to it with your wife. And if you don't have a wife, listen to it with your girlfriend. And if you don't have a girlfriend, listen to it before you get a wife or a girlfriend. Or if you're divorced, even probably better for you to listen. But listen to it and take notes, and then discuss it with your spouse. I've already had, in just less than 24 hours, already have some amazing messages from women saying, "Pastor, thank you so much for this teaching. It has really shed a light on a lot of things in my marriage, with myself, with my husband, and I greatly appreciate your openness. I'm very vulnerable in this message about where my wife and I were at and where we are now. I think that helps because my wife is a very strong-minded, driven, independent woman who submits. And I talk about how we got to that point, and I talk about why submission sounds like such a dirty word. She submits. She does whatever I tell her. That's not what submission is, and we get into it. But anyway, a long rant. But if you have time, go to the Facebook page for Hillspring Church New Prague. Click on Tuesday nights, you know, submission, and give it a listen. I think you'll like it. Okay, reach out to me after you watch it at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. So, who said that? Who said what? You know, the person who said that, who said that? Have you ever had someone like stop you in your tracks in a conversation and say, "Well, who said? Who said?" And honestly, who cares? And why would you care? Listen, today I want you to know that if you're trying to do something, attempt something, go somewhere, be an entrepreneur, do something in your spiritual walk, life can grind you down through well-meaning know-it-alls. The people, you know, that, well, they mean well. They do, but you can almost put stock into what they say because they're the experts, they're the professionals, they're the intelligent people, they're the super religious. But most of these people are smart or successful by accident or luck. Look, I've met a lot of smart people who never worked for their brains or for their intelligence. They were just blessed with intelligence, as well as many of the people who were successful or rich. They just kind of fell into it. Ignore these people. What if the disciples listened to the experts, the crowds, the teachers of the law, the Pharisees, the Sadducees? Hey, what if the disciples even listened to Jesus' own family? They would have turned and run because even Jesus' own family thought he was a little off base. He was nuts. His brothers and sisters showed up at a place where he was teaching, And they were like, yeah, we need to shut this down. Our brother, he's off the rails. Disciples didn't listen to any of these people. And practically speaking, when you do a deep dive into success, be it in the game of chess or business or entrepreneurship or relationships or exercise, whatever it is, these people, they're the ones who will tell you not to do it, again, maybe out of the goodness of their heart, all the more reason you should. Sometimes the brightest, the smartest, the most successful people are blind to what's coming up and what's out there because their hubris keeps them connected to who they are right now. I heard Robert Kiyosaki say that 99% of all inventions would have never come to be if people had listened to the experts, the pros, the intelligent people. I don't know if it's actually 99%, but I have to agree. I have to agree that if you listen to the pros, the experts, the really intelligent, you'll do very little. Look, I want to hear God's voice more. I want to heal more people. I want to make $1 billion. I want to win 1 million people to Christ. I want to start my own media company. I want to employ my sons. I want to build my wife's dream house. I want to raise people from the dead. I want to start a revival. I want to write a book for men that changes our country and is a bestseller. These are all things I truly am believing for. But guess what the experts are saying? Dude, you're almost 60. You don't have enough time. You're not smart enough. You don't have enough money. It'll never happen. Yeah, it takes me back to what Louis Simmons said. He said, if you train with the lame, you will end up walking with a limp. Look, if you allow the experts to plan your future, whether it be spiritual, physical, business, family, whatever it will be hell on earth. If you're willing to just trust God and go for it, you'll be surprised at what grows in your life. Even if things don't work out exactly the way you want, there will be beauty because of it. And why? Because you didn't listen to the experts. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.